Guys, it's a full moon, and it's the Sun's Trust full moon. You know what that means? I get to speak to my good friend, who you're already familiar with, and get to meet right after this. Welcome to Conversations with Roland, where the goal of this show is to learn life secrets through diverse experiences. I am your host, Roland Achenjang. Guys, welcome to another episode of Conversations with Roland. As always, I am super excited to record these conversations, and today is no different. Today with me is an amazing guest that you are already familiar with, here to talk to us about the Sun's Trust full moon. Sorry there. And I'm talking about none other than my very good friend, Wendy Reitz. Wendy, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hello, Roland. What an amazing moon cycle we're having. Thank you for having me today. We're gonna go through some fun stuff, I think.
Sounds like it. I can't speak well. It's gonna be fun. I'll just make fun of myself early on. But I am excited to talk about this Sun's Trust full moon. I understand that it's an exciting full moon. Today it will be a little bit of a different conversation with what we have to share, but I mean, I think we should just get into it, Wendy. And so,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where should we start? Okay. Let's kind of go back, and talk about what the initial dynamics are for this moon cycle. And it really has to do with your solar plex chakra, and it has to do, and that's your personal power. And that is really about how you show up in the world. And when you talk about how you show up in the world, that really has a lot to do with your truth. And, you know, when you're showing up in the world, are you in alignment with your truth? Or do you show up in the world and some aspects of your reality, your life, you kind of compromise yourself. And so this moon cycle is very much, and especially the last 2 weeks, the first 2 weeks of the moon cycle, they have been bringing forward the aspects of our reality or ourself, which has to do with events and relationships, kind of situation relationships, where we don't fully show up in those events or relationships. And we tend to kind of compromise ourselves to fit in or conform. And we might not speak our truth. And so that's really how that's all interconnected, where we, and a lot of that has to do when we're compromising ourselves, we don't fully stand in our beliefs. And we kind of tweak our beliefs a little bit so that they work with whatever's happening or work with whatever's going on. And this moon cycle is very much about bringing all those forward for us to see, for us to say, you know, it kind of nudges us in a way where we can't look away. Like, oh man, okay, I'm seeing this as it really is. And there's not the alignment that I really would like there. And it gives us the learning potential for addressing those particular situations or relationships at this time.
Yeah, I totally understand and appreciate exactly what you just shared there, Wendy. It's entirely true that we show up in the world as less than who we've truly, fully are. And many times it's because of our conditioning, because we have been taught to believe that being super loving means being in a harmonious place, but externally harmonious, but internally at war many times, where many people would make the decision to go with the flow so that they don't feel like they are the one bucking the system. But the last 2 weeks have given me myriad opportunities to show and express my true self. And what I have learned from it is that it has validated what I remembered with the awakening. But if I can share this as eloquently as I hope to, one of the biggest lessons for me over the last 2 weeks has been the importance of vulnerability and how that ties into authenticity and unconditional love. And it sounds like a bunch of words, but it's so true to me. It's something that I believe today. A very good example about how unconditional love is tied to vulnerability is the sun. And I think it's really interesting that we are in this moon cycle being influenced by the sun, and it has to do with trust. And trust fits in with unconditional love and being vulnerable as well. And the sun is entirely vulnerable. It shows up every day at the same time without question. It allows every human being to use the energy that it provides, the light that it shares, to do whatever it is they wish would benefit them. It doesn't question and it doesn't judge. Whether you're using the sun to power, you know, batteries that eventually power your house, or you're using it for solar roof, or to dry clothes that you just laundried, or maybe to provide energy for your greenhouse gases or greenhouse plants, whatever the case may be. The sun is super vulnerable in that sense because it does not dictate how you use what it provides or shares to you. It shows up without fail every day. It allows us to study it. We can predict when it's going to be in a particular place, when it's going to cause a lunar eclipse, when we're going to have a solar. I mean, there's just so much we know about the sun because it's open. It's vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And so that truth comes through. Now, we as humans, I believe, to get to that kind of level of unconditional love, we also have to be vulnerable. But because our trust is maybe filtered, because we don't trust our other selves, we feel that when we're super vulnerable, and this will happen, we get taken advantage of, for instance. Mm-hmm. And so that prevents us from showing up fully in the world. But with me particularly, what has happened over the last 2 weeks, and I've seen both sides of this, is when I'm as authentic as I can be and expressive of that authenticity, my truth, what will happen is somebody will benefit from it. In fact, everyone benefits from it, but different people will respond to it differently. And so you might end up limiting yourself or not fully expressing yourself because you're afraid to be looked at as the bad guy or the evil person. I don't know if that makes sense. Or you're going to annoy somebody, especially in spousal relationships, where you tell your authentic truth and then it causes a rift. And you may avoid the rift. You may avoid the rift thinking that you are this person who is always creating peace. But what you're doing is you're limiting that person's growth as well as your own. There's so many analogies you can use here. If you can take sports, for instance, if you're playing against another team that is not showing up as your best to truly defeat you in a game, you're going to feel let down. You're going to say, I know Wendy's better than this at squash. Show up and play squash.
Yeah.
Right? Don't just come here and waste my time. Like that kind of thing. The other side of it that I found super, I could talk all day, of course, but the other side that I found about being authentic and how it benefits everybody is the relationships that I'm building with my daughter right now. And in her authenticity, she can't really speak. Right? She's 5 months old. Mm-hmm. And so she's wailing her hands or expressing how she feels with her face. But the other day I'm sitting in bed laying with her and she's, you know, wailing her hands and moving her feet because she wants her pacifier. Now, she trusts somehow like the entire universe has a pacifier somewhere that's going to show up when she starts doing that. Right? And I found that so beautiful. Yes. Because I became this invisible hand sort of metaphor, where when she's wailing, she doesn't know how it happened. She can't move. She's just on her back mm-hmm. on a bed. And all of a sudden, this pacifier comes out of nowhere.
Oh, Roland, that's awesome. Right?
And so I saw that too as a benefit of being authentic, is when you're authentically telling me that you need the pacifier, or you're telling the universe mm-hmm. what you need, guess what shows up? The pacifier will show up. Yes. But you have to be but you have to be comfortable expressing your truth. And yes. those were two sides over the last 2 weeks. I mean, there have been many more, but those two I thought were very prominent. And with the Sun's Trust, I saw that, where many times, honestly, I think, oh, I'm maintaining the peace by just going with the flow, and then I'm like tying my own energy in a knot internally. When it's so much better to express it, you go through a little bit of a jagged, you know, like an imbalance yeah. maybe, but eventually it calms down. And part of the imbalance is just the universe saying, oh, this is what you really want? Okay, well, let's readjust your energy so you get it.
Yeah. That's awesome. Roland, there was so much in what you just shared. Like so many points, you know, we could go off on. But I think the really key thing what you shared was the authenticity and the vulnerability. So like I'll give my examples. And my challenge is, and this has been throughout my whole life, is, you know, when I feel a certain way, to acknowledge it and accept it and not let my mind try to convince me otherwise. Because my mind can go in overdrive of why what I'm feeling is going to create havoc. You know, it doesn't conform to what's going on. And so then you have this kind of duality going on. And for, you know, years and years and years and through my healing process, that's what I learned, was that no matter how hard my mind tries to dispel or deny what I'm feeling, it's always the truth. And if I go with what I'm feeling and I'm able to express it in a loving and gentle way, then it all works out fine. But if I just keep trying to conform, I see or I experience how it all gets even more complex and distorted, and the situation or the relationship, and then it's like, it becomes more and more layers of that. Whereas if I would have in the first place just said, you know, that doesn't feel right, or I'm confused about this, you know, or, and it takes skills to get to the point where I acknowledge, okay, there's something doesn't feel right with this. And then I have to sit with that for a while. And then I say, okay, how do I best share those feelings, that vulnerability, in a way that's neutral, so that I'm just putting it out in the world, not expecting a certain outcome.
It does take skill, Wendy. It's a work in progress.
It does.
Yeah. And you know, to add to that whole desire to express how you truly feel in a neutral manner, that is so formidable. And what I've found is, because we are these limitless beings experiencing life in a limited environment, like our ability to be entirely neutral is also limited. But as much as we want to be neutral, what I have seen is it's always going to elicit a response of something that is not neutral. So it's either going to be an acceptance and a positive feedback, or a rejection and a negative feedback. And that's, I don't know how you can avoid that except by training and continuing to heal and always authentically expressing yourself. Because it's, for the life of me, and if anyone knows, please share, it's not something you can avoid while experiencing life on this planet. Not at all.
No, but don't you feel we're like in a boot camp with that? That I have found that the more I just express what I'm feeling and talk about that, like what I believe or what I'm feeling, you know, then it becomes closer and closer to neutral. It's when I start projecting onto the person my feelings that then it does the duality thing a lot more with the acceptance or the rejection. And, but it takes practice and it takes repeated, you know. And also I have found that the more accurate I am with how I'm feeling, the better it ends up when I express it. Because we can be like, you can step back and say, wow, how does that make me feel? And you might have, it might be a little elusive. And you're like, I know it doesn't feel right, but I know there's something going on here, but I can't really pinpoint what it is. Am I frustrated? Am I angry? Am I, you know, what aspect of myself is this activating that doesn't feel right? And so the more that you hone that skill, because that's where it really comes from, the more I hone what I'm feeling, understanding it, getting a really good grasp, and a lot of times it'll have a virtue associated with it. Is this strength or courage, or what is this person bringing up in me? Compassion, or then when I do express it, it's like it's become aligned in some way, and then it works out so much better. But if I jump into it without doing that inner work, then it can do the, like you're talking, the duality thing of acceptance or rejection. So one of the things I've really figured out is that, like, and in this spin cycle, it's been so interesting because I keep hearing, so what is it you believe? And I'm like, what is it I believe? You know, because all of those situations have some belief tied to them. There's some association with a belief. And so then when you start to say, okay, what is this situation associated with, what belief of mine, it even makes it clearer in that regard. So all of us have probably gone through the last 2 weeks having those experiences like you're talking about, with being vulnerable, you know, and expressing yourself and, you know, trying to feel what your truth is and all of that. And it's just opening ourselves up to being so much more skillful in that way and using it in that is your own power, personal power in alignment, because it's your personal power in alignment with your beliefs then.
Yeah, we really have, Wendy. It's the sun's trust.
it's yes, that's your, what it is.
It's your solar plexus. It's how you show up in the world. Mm-hmm. And what also happened to me over these last 2 weeks was a ton of physical healing through meditation.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was interesting. One of the more prominent chakras that I healed was my root chakra, actually. And I know this one's all about the solar, but my root chakra was opened a little bit more. And I can tell because of my physical body posture actually changed. So did my neck. It's insane how your body is all aligned, and with one part not being in alignment, how everything else kind of cascades that way. But Wendy, I want to ask you this. With all this last 2 weeks that we've had since the new moon, and during the new moon, you shared a fascinating story about the work, the relationship with your neighbor and the path that you usually take to walk. Is this something you might find necessary to share again to see how that has transpired over the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not sure where I really left off with it, but what happened was my truth with the situation was just getting information. it wasn't like I was invested in a certain outcome. It was like I wanted to know if the modifications to the road were true, were in alignment, you know, because they all kinds of new dirt had been spread on, all kinds of, and this wasn't the county that was doing it, it was our neighbor. And so when I approached him, it was, I just want some information, you know, and that elicited a, you know, he was very defensive. And so when I went to the county, that's what I told them, you know, I just want to know what the integrity of the road is. It's not, I don't want anything to change. I just want an assessment of, you know. So I realized that that intention was very neutral. It wasn't, you know, it didn't have an emotional base to it. It was just, and so as everything progressed, that realization finally came to my neighbor that he didn't have anything to be defensive about. And I actually got a voicemail of him explaining everything that he resisted doing in the first place on a voicemail.
Oh.
So it came back around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is I did not emotionally react to his behavior, and which makes a big difference when I felt neutral. I knew I was neutral. And if you just kind of stay there, it's like, this is my truth. This is how I feel. I'm really not invested in an outcome. I just want to know that the road isn't going to wash away. That was what I wanted to know. I just wanted the county to come out and say, hey, Wendy, it looks good. We think it's going to be okay. We got to move a little bit of this dirt. But sometimes that inquiry stirs up things in other people.
Absolutely. You know, with being neutral, Wendy, this is fascinating to me because it's something I understand is how the one infinite creator of all things views everything that it has created.
Yes.
Everything is this neutral, unconditionally loved aspect of itself. Now, in some ways, I don't know if you feel this, but if you're really neutral, that I don't know if it means you're okay with everything. And then can you stretch that so far on the, like, I mean, I don't know how you take neutral and become negative, where you're like a sociopath, where it's not, where you almost show up like you don't care. You have no emotions. Everything's just okay. Can you see how that can be correlated?
Oh, definitely. Totally. So this is the neutral that I understand. When you hold in your mind 2 + 2 = 4, there's really no emotional connotations or associations to that.
Unless your favorite number is like 4. Then you're
Okay. Well, let's say 4 + 3 = 7, because I truly do like the number 7. But when I hold something like that in my mind, and you can feel the vibration of how that's neutral. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
With what you're describing, there's still some emotional association connotation to that where you're withdrawing from the world and you don't care.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
It's still a, yeah. But so that has a different vibration to it than if you really hold in your mind 4 + 3 = 7. It has that tone to it that's just of a neutral vibration to it. So if I'm in a situation and I'm trying to figure out, am I really being neutral with this? You know, I feel what I'm feeling and then I hold 4 + 3 = 7 and I compare those vibrations.
Ah, that's a nice tip. I mean, this ties really well into the information we shared at the beginning about how this sun's trust full moon is showing us times where we might retreat from expressing ourselves fully, thinking that we are creating a harmonious situation. It may not necessarily be neutral. It could be harmony, happy, right? Everybody's okay. Externally, yes. Internally and within our energetic imprint, not necessarily. And many times it might show up again, and then then one day you blow up because you have all these pent up, right?
But that's what, when you were saying that, Roland, I was like, that's what happens. If you don't do it initially, and you're suppressing it in a certain way, and it just builds up a little more and a little more. So what you're considering as harmony is how you so perfectly described. You're thinking you're creating external harmony, but it's actually building up internally as, you know, it's just suppressed energy or suppressed, you know, your true alignment. And then, yes, I think everyone experiences the explosion at some time.
I think we signed up to come to Earth for the opportunity to do that. And some of us are like, yeah, we'll do this. And it happens with different people and in different relationships, whether professional or, you know, personal. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Wendy, this next 2 weeks after the full moon, I think we should discuss it. So we've had all this impressions and new opportunities to kind of express or get to know this new way that we can express ourselves, this new self-expression. And it's coming to its full height of expression here. I've used the word expression a lot. We could make a drinking game out of it. But on August 22nd, and so that's Sunday. Now, over the next week, the full moon week, and then the third quarter moon week, I mean, what can we expect?
Okay, well, what I'd like to do is start with the full moon. And what would be really instrumental for everyone to do, like a little situational exercise for yourself. And I actually suggested this to Roland in an email before we had this podcast, so we wouldn't be surprised. But to there's certain beliefs that are being revealed within this moon cycle. And if you sit with yourself and you bring that forward and you express that in some way, if you verbally do it with another person, or you could also draw a picture, or however you want to express it. But it's coming to that insight. You know, what is the one belief or two beliefs or that's really trying to be revealed within this moon cycle? And so what I suggested to Roland is that if both of us, as an example, just share that with everyone who's listening. And so the belief that has really been brought forward for me is this inherent intelligence within everyone, and how that inherent intelligence is our truth. And it's using that in an everyday manner for your decision-making and guidance and direction. And when we do that collectively, it's going to make a huge impact on the dynamics of the world, rather than conforming and reinforcing the structures that are already in place. If we start to move everything towards this inherent intelligence that's always present within everyone.
That's beautiful. I mean, you're asking people who have always, I'm going to say always, and when I say people, I'm not trying to generalize as well, but always used, you know, deductive reasoning to make decisions. And you want them to now kind of use your intuitive inner guru that's readily available always to make decisions. That's beautiful. I love it. I'm all for it.
So, Roland, what's your belief? What would you like to share? What do you believe?
Well, my belief, I shared a little bit of that with the story that I shared at the beginning of this conversation, but it ties back to unconditional love and how much you need to be vulnerable and trusting of yourself, your higher self, and your other self to reveal to you many ways in which the unconditional love is expressed. And you can't be wishy-washy about it. You have to be authentically vulnerable, as in you really have to let people know all aspects. Let me not say know all aspects of yourself, but to express your truth, you have to be willing to be ready to, I hate to use the word taken advantage of, or somebody's going to see and say, oh, this is who Wendy is. This is who Roland is. How can I, you know, use what I know about Roland to get him to do what I need him to do or to get my way? And you are going to open yourself up to that. But I don't know anybody who is an ascended master that you may look up to, or who is a Buddha or a Christ that you look up to, that did not display this kind of expansive vulnerability. Now, baby steps. I'm not there yet. I got a huge disclaimer. I'm not there yet. But it's something that was made very aware to me during this, you know, last 2 weeks, about the necessity of, you know, being open. And it ties very beautifully for me to unconditional love. The creator said, I am everything. Now, this is me. What do you want to know? Look around. I am the light. I am the darkness. I am the computer. I am you. I am me. This is me. You want to know? What else do you want to know? I'm not hiding any aspect of myself. But the beautiful aspect of that is, at the same time, right, you have this dichotomy of living on planet Earth where you limit yourself in order to define yourself. But as you limit yourself and you define yourself, be authentic about how you limit yourself, right? And one of my limitations today is the idea or the belief that, you know, everybody and everything is okay. We're all supporting ourselves and we're all going on a path, and to the degree that I can help it, don't be too concerned about something, right? If we're all eternal, what's 2 years? What's 10 years? What's 100 billion years? Exactly. Right. And
yeah, well, yeah. And that's the investment, being more concerned about the investment in the outcome than it is in the present process where we are, you know? And what you just said about the creator was so beautiful. That's so perfect. You know, bringing that perspective, like, here I am, I'm everything, I'm completely vulnerable. Yeah. And when you, like, when I hold that in mind, oh, it has such a huge vibration to it. It has such a vast, expansive vibration to it. It's so beautiful.
It does. I mean, yeah. Well, it's really, okay, this has come back full circle for me in a way that I really do appreciate. Because I don't know if I told you this, but I did in the last conversation. Last year at this time, I was just relocating to Louisville. My wife was in school and I was, you know, kind of gearing things up. And then this year at this time, we relocated within Louisville. My wife started school and I'm like, I was gearing things up. But it was during this time last year that I just kept harping on unconditional love. And I go back and I look at a lot of my Facebook posts and messages I put within groups that I was joining, that all spoke about the same thing. And I said, my goodness, there's nothing else. It's just unconditional love. You have to find a way to love what is with no willingness to change it, including, and you start with yourself. Like, if you can look at all aspects of yourself and love it, then it makes it easier to extend that outside of you. But then the big irony is there is no other. So you can't really isolate the love to just yourself.
I know.
Anyway, that's what was super
but I
revealed
think,
to me
I
and
think
reminded that's, for me.
I think it's awesome that you look back at the same time last year, because and you have those references to look at, that we're repeating the same cycle every year. So at this particular moon cycle, you know, for you, that's unconditional love. Like, that's where you're exploring that. That's where, that's the expression that it takes. And that's what I really promote, is like with the workbooks and the planner and everything, that it gives us a reference, like, to understand how this is a repeating cycle and that we're constantly expanding our consciousness and everything like that. So what's going to happen after the full moon? Let's talk about that. So this moon cycle is, I think we mentioned it in the last couple ones, we have three moon cycles in this season. And the first one, it has the dynamics of a line, the sacred geometry. The second one, which we're in right now, is a circle. And the third one is a spiral. And so this moon cycle, being a circle, it folds back on top of itself. And the way I like to look at that is really like, let's say you're in a house and you decide, okay, I'm going to go outside, go around the house, and come in the back door. So when you leave the front door and you walk around the house, you get a big kind of grasp on what the house looks like. And then when you go back around and you come in the back door, you have a much broader picture of what's happening when you're in the house. Okay. So that's like my best analogy of how something folds back onto itself, because you're continually doing that in these circular, in the circle moon cycles. You gain that bigger perspective, and then you go back in the house and you hold that bigger perspective when you're back in the house. So that's its expansion, compared to like a line or a spiral has a much different dynamic to it.
Okay.
So that is what to keep in mind in the next 2 weeks, that probably a lot of the time these situations and relationships are going to fold back onto themselves. So when you were vulnerable, you really express your feelings, which is going to happen in a little more intensity in the next week after the full moon, it will end up folding back onto itself in very interesting ways. When I say that, it means that you're going to come to a little bit more radical insight with what happened.
Yeah. That's exactly what we need to hear right now, right, Wendy? More radical. I love it. But, you know, looking at the next 2 weeks, and I'm using your Moon Vibes planner here. That's why I'm kind of looking off screen. Mm-hmm. It does look that way, that this next week, beginning August 22nd, we have like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah. Actually, it starts on Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Like, those are going to be very intense days because of how much they're influenced mm-hmm. by both the Moon, Mars, and Mercury. And we only have one day of the Sun, which is Sunday. But then when you talk about folding back on itself, the following week, the third quarter week, it flips. And we have 3 days of expansion with the Sun, like the last, like Saturday, Sunday. So it's so beautiful how you said that. And then, you know, looking at a different way of expressing mm-hmm. ourselves, I'm looking at the weeks and I'm like, huh, we only have one day of the Sun in the full moon week and then 3 days in the third. So yeah, yes. If anything, I'm looking forward then to the end of the third quarter moon week.
Well, and I think this next, the full moon week, is going to be very active with nudging you and also presenting to you this your self-expression, but in a more intense way. I just think it's going to we're gonna have a little more extreme demonstration coming through, where you might come up with relationships that push you a little further than you're used to with, and then having to step up and say, well, just a second, you know, mm-hmm. how do I feel about that? So yeah, that would be the most prominent aspect to be open-minded about. And when you're talking about not invested in the outcome and more in the present moment, to hold in mind that it's a learning potential in whatever situation it is. It's always a learning potential.
Always. And, you know, you talked about that inner guru that we have. And one thing I'd like to highlight too mm-hmm. is the bravery that we each are displaying, primarily just to incarnate on this planet. I mean, it's many people say this when they channel beings from other planets. They say Earth is a very tough school, but many souls are excited to go there. And with, you know, with what I remembered, the two things came up was given how Earth is designed, you either have to be very stupid to agree to partake in it or really brave to agree to partake in mm-hmm. it, right? And I fall on the latter. I'm talking about you, Wendy, me, just every single soul that is here right now experiencing life as a human. The bravery it takes, okay? And so for a week like this that's coming, just lean back into that and remember, I went through similar week last year. And I'm here now. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to learn something this week. And I'm looking forward to it.
I like how you put that, Roland, where you just said, just lean back into it. That really resonated with me. Yeah, relax into it. And just hold in mind, it's all learning potential. Yeah, awesome.
Always. Yeah. Well, I think we're over 30 minutes, but this was another fascinating conversation. And for anyone who's watching this or listening to this, if this came out after August 22nd, I apologize. We recorded this on August 20th. I'll do my best to get it out on August 22nd, but it may be a little later. Just apologies there. Still, it's valuable information, and you have like 14 days of worth of info that you can take out of here and use
before Roland,
the start of the next moon cycle.
Roland, I don't think you have to make any apologies. What you do is amazing, and that we're getting these podcasts out and the way you edit them. And oh my gosh, thank you so much. And I'm sure all the listeners are have the same gratitude that you put all this work into it. It's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. No, I appreciate. Well, guys, you heard it here first. It's going to be a fun, full moon with the sun's trust and the sun's influence. And as always, thank you so much, Wendy, and for everyone who's listening, I invite you to create an amazing day.
Thank you, Roland. Ooh.
Thank you, Wendy. All right. Cool beans.